The great poet William Blake, who had tremendous inner vision, tells us to cleanse the doors of perception. By that he meant that our eyes see the world dimly. Only when the eyes are connected with the soul can we truly perceive what's real. Today we awaken our inner vision by activating the sixth chakra, which is visualized between the eyebrows in the middle of the forehead. We visualize this energy as purple or deep blue. Once flowing, we can see ourselves and everything around us with innocence, freshness, and wisdom. People tend to put wisdom on a pedestal, as if you must live a long time and think deeply to become wise. But your true self is wise already, and always has been. All it takes is to remove the blocks that keep you from connecting to it. When the sixth chakra is badly blocked, you feel lost and confused. You no longer see the big picture, and you find it hard to make decisions that feel right. The energy or shakti that is located in this chakra is in balance when a person has clarity of vision and knows what is right for them. In other words, they trust their inner guidance. Guidance is a calm, easy sense of what you need to do. It rarely comes through visions of angels and disembodied voices. Intuition is the light of your true self, simply showing you the way. As we prepare for meditation, let's consider today's centering thought. My inner vision wisely guides my actions. My inner vision wisely guides my actions. Now, as you take your comfortable seat with your hands on your lap and your eyes closed, as we do each day, begin to pay attention to your breath. Allow the sense of relaxation to wash over your body and release any stress and tension as best you can. Silently introduce the mantra, repeating it effortlessly. Om Agni Namaha. Om Agni Namaha. This is the mantra associated with the sixth chakra. With repetition during meditation, you activate the shakti of inner wisdom. Om Agni Namaha. Om Agni Namaha. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Agni Namaha. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time. At the end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell to indicate that it's time to release the mantra. Om Agni Namaha. Om Agni Namaha. Just mentally. Om Agni Namaha. Om Agni Namaha. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My inner vision wisely guides my actions. My inner vision wisely guides my actions. My inner vision wisely guides my actions. Keep the flow of intuitive wisdom open today. Spend some time trusting your inner guidance. Pick any situation where you know the right thing to do. You trust your inner guidance when you use a skill you've mastered, when you know how to answer a question, or when your expertise is called upon in making decisions at work. Feel how easy and natural this is. Inner vision isn't mystical. When you know what you know, that's your inner guidance. Now consider any situation today that feels uncertain, where you doubt yourself and don't know what kind of decision to make. Instead of evaluating the situation logically, try feeling your way to the right choice. In other words, you want to reach the same state of rightness inside that you have when you know what to do. To reach this state, let go of the problem. Find the time and place to quietly go inside. When you feel that an answer is coming to you, trust it. These steps of letting go, looking inside for the answer, and trusting what you receive are the mechanics of inner vision. When we activate the flow of inner guidance, we open the way to our true self and its unlimited wisdom.